Underwear.
You know I recorded you saying that.
Don't care.
Bitch. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Yo, everybody. It's your boy, the director, Chris Keeling, here with the bitch, Elisa Wiggins, because she wanted to ruin our first word, which is okay. And the lovely, talented Sarah the Ted. We're keeping this a bit more casual because we just did a CK Project podcast on coronavirus surviving. And so we're going to do a semi-part two on tips on how you can spend your time doing geeky stuff while in quarantine. It is March 30th, 2020. It's crazy. We're already a fourth of the way into this year. So, let's talk about things to do. Movies. Now, I actually want to hit up the movie thing real quick. Mm-hmm. Because, so, obviously, the blockbuster and movie theaters are kind of shut down because of this quarantine. And movies are getting debated on if they should go straight to video on demand. And honestly, because I do films and I did go to school and study the industry, this was kind of the way they were going to go anyways. And I honestly think that this pandemic is what's going to push for that type of release. I know some want that box office money, but like I said on the other podcast, is that we're in a world that is fundamentally changed. I don't know how it's completely changed yet, but I think the way business is done, period, is how it's going to go. And I honestly think the cinema going experience is one of those things that's forever altered.
I agree.
For instance, Birds of Prey had already come out on video demand. Bloodshot, which I'm excited about. I want to see, because let's face it, DC and Marvel get all the love for comic book movies, but let's go with some Valiant Comics. They got some good stuff. Let's get more Image. I know they're supposedly now working on Spawn as a movie, directed by Todd McFarlane. So we'll see, since he's the creator, we'll see if he can take it from the comic book realm and do it just as well in the moving picture realm.
But just realize, though, that these video on demand movies that were in theaters just a week or two ago, before this quarantine was happening, basically are now like on Amazon Prime for like $20 to rent. Don't complain that they're $20. You know, if you were working at these companies and needed to make that money that's not being made in theaters right now, that's what, $20 is nothing compared to what they could be charging for them.
Right, and honestly, think of it, $20, you go, you have a family of three or four, chances are you're already dropping that to go, plus some, to go see a movie. What, movie tickets are anywhere from, what, $6 to $15, depending.
Yeah.
And then you're buying your snacks. And so, honestly, $20 to see it like that, I personally don't think it's a bad deal, you know.
No, I don't either.
Everybody uses their credit card anyways to get tickets, so why not, you know? Just, you can do it from the comfort of your own home, which makes me kind of sad, because I love movies, but on top of loving movies, I love the movie-going experience. I like sitting in the chairs. I like watching it on the big screen. I like listening to it loud.
Especially those episodic movies, you know, like when The Lord of the Rings came out and stuff like that. Those are great movies to see in the theater. And, you know, if this keeps going on, those types of movies like that will not be seen in theaters. They'll be rent-at-home movies, and it's not the same. It really isn't.
No, it isn't, because something like Star Wars is meant to see on a big screen. Something like Lord of the Rings, meant to see on a big screen. Harry Potter, every comic book movie is designated to enjoy on a big screen. I know not everybody's into it, but I, like I said, I've gone to movie theaters my whole life, and to me, moving pictures, stage plays, it's that energy, it's that experience. I love it.
Yeah.
It's a nice date night, but if this is the alternate way, I'm actually kind of cool with it.
Yeah. Now, back to movies, for instance. Okay. Now, movies to be seen while you're quarantined. Now, because of what Chris does for work, he's met some people that have never seen the Star Wars movies. Hey, this is a great time to actually sit and watch them if you've not seen them. You know, so, or if you've not seen any of the superhero movies that are out, the Marvel movies, great time to watch them as well. Catch up on those things, you know, so that you're like not out of the loop when someone asks you a question. Oh, have you seen the latest, you know, Avenger movie? And they're like, huh?
So, speaking of which, since we're geeks and we're on the subject of movies, the listening audience, I bring a challenge to you, and it's a challenge that we've been discussing. And I say we do it. We do AFI's top 100 movies of all time.
Oh, yes. I've been wanting to do that.
To be slightly unfair, I've actually probably have seen at least 8/10 of those movies. I mean, I know there's a few I hadn't seen, but I also...
Well, recently with that one class you had to take when you were going to film school, you did see some of them that were on that list.
Cinema history was amazing. Yeah. I got to... watch Casablanca. I got to watch
Easy Rider.
I got to watch Bonnie movies like A Trip to Mars, which was like, or A Trip to the Moon, which was like a 12 minute short, which was like the very first movie ever made in America. So, you know, I got to see some kind of weird stuff. And I watched Doctor Strangelove, and I decided that I wasn't really a good movie for me. I didn't care for it. I love Peter Sellers, but...
That's not Stanley Kubrick, is it?
I don't remember.
Doctor Strangelove? I don't remember. But anyway, Stanley Kubrick's kind of weird to me, so I...
But
he's not weird to you, he's just weird.
Yeah.
However, he also made some... He was a very revolutionary visual... storyteller.
Yes.
He did. People may agree or disagree with his version of The Shining. Visually, it had some amazing stuff.
Yes.
2001 A Space Odyssey. It's kind of cool because it was ahead of its time.
Oh, true. True. But yeah, you know.
And then they're like, holy crap, how did you know this?
No, when you have all this time that you didn't have before to watch these movies, you know. Go back and revisit some of the old classics that you haven't revisited, you know, for so long because you've been, like, busy with work or whatever. And by the time you sit down to watch something, you're like, oh, man, it's 10 o'clock at night and I got to go to bed. So, you know, hey, you know, this is the time to revisit that. Or even with your children, share your favorite movie if it's appropriate for children.
Shade Runner.
Yeah, we've already done that one.
Memoirs of a Geisha.
You know, share those things with.
Gonna touch that one. Yeah. I may have seen it.
Yeah, but... share those things with your kids. You know, it's a great experience. Or even do it this way. You know, do like a movie night where each person in the house picks a movie. You can't say you don't want to see it. You can't say you're not into it. Just whatever movie that person picks, that's the movie you're watching for that night. You know? So, you know, do something like that. Some stuff like that that's just out of the norm. You know? with all the streaming going around, you know, there's a lot to watch. Like me, I'm looking forward to, I can watch it now, but April 3rd, Disney Plus is bringing out Onward on Disney, and I'm excited because I didn't get to see it in theaters, and I've been wanting to see it. So that's one we're going to be watching, so I'm excited for that. Now, streaming TV shows. I mean, everybody binge watches a lot. I know that for a fact. So, anyway, just, go, you know, you stream your shows. There's a lot of streaming going on. You know, I don't know if you're into, like, the Stranger Things TV series. If you haven't watched it, good time to watch it. Fourth season's supposed to be coming out soon. I'm not sure when exactly, but soon. So, hey, catch up on that. You know, I'm into American Horror Story. If you haven't caught up on your American Horror Story, watch that. You know, there's all these streaming shows on Netflix, Amazon. I've been watching Marvelous Miss Maisel. Very good show. I'm very into that one. I don't know. Get into a documentary if you haven't watched a documentary. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there to watch. Even right now, it's not Broadway that's doing it, but it's another company that's doing it. I can't remember what company it is. That is streaming theater on YouTube. So you can watch theater on YouTube if you're into theater. And used to go to see theater a lot, you know, and you can't go to it right now. Then you can watch it on YouTube. There is a lot. We are gamers in this house, and you're like, how do you board game when you can't bring your gaming group, you know, home and game with them? Well, there's Discord, and we have a local group in town ran by Sam Basco that runs, he's part of Flawless Victory MMA. And he does a group called the IWV RPG group. Look him up on Facebook. I couldn't find their Discord information, but they have a D&D Discord going on right now. And it's got several different types of Discord groups with D&D, different types of D&D. They've got DMs for different types of D&D going on right now, which I think is really cool. So if you're interested in joining one of the D&D groups here in town with the IWV RPG group, go on Facebook, look them up, send a message, and they will let you know how to join Discord and how to join their Discord group. So you can play D&D with them if you're interested in D&D. You can do Cards Against Humanity is now doing online Cards Against Humanity. If you were big in Cards Against Humanity and you played it a lot with your friends on the weekends, you can now Discord Cards Against Humanity, or I think you can even go to the Cards Against Humanity website and play the game there, which is pretty cool. I had a friend, he was playing Pandemic Tonight through Facebook, FaceTime with some friends, and it's pretty cool. You can just, you know, if you have the game and your friend has the game and you guys want to play a game together, set it up on one end and have the other person set up on the other, and you guys can play. You know, there's always creative ways to board game through FaceTime, you know, through video chat. There's always ways to do it. Also, there's a lot going on right now with celebrities reading stories to children online, which is pretty cool. Like my favorite, Josh Gatt, the voice of Olaf from the Frozen movies, reading to kids as Olaf. That was amazing. I really loved that one. We are planning on doing a reading of, I posted through the Geek Ultral Facebook page, Avengers Storybook Collection. We're going to set up a little setup here this week, and Chris is going to start reading the stories. There's 7 books in one book. We're not going to read them all at one time, so we're going to do individual when we get time to read them. We're going to read them. And so we were going to do that. Hold 1 second. Got to take a drink of water. And anyway, you know, we do that. So, you know, you read to the kids that can't, you know, go to story time at the library if they ever did that or whatnot, and keep them occupied that way. We are content creators, so we're going to be doing a lot more shorts, you know, little short film clips or whatever through, I'm going to plug Lucky Bomb Films for a second. They're, you know, Chris's film company, they're doing, you know, we're going to be doing little short films through that, you know, to beat the time, you know, that we're quarantined. We're going to be doing other things. I would have started it at the beginning of all the quarantine, but because I had laryngitis, I couldn't do it. But I follow a group called Cosplay Over 30, and they had this great idea where, as us convention goers and cosplayers, they cannot go to conventions. They, you know, dress up in their cosplay and read a story as their character that they're dressed as, you know, which is, I think, is great. I'm also thinking of not doing just children's stories. I've got books that I think would be cool to read out loud to just anybody. So I was thinking of taking some of my stories, my books I have, like, I'm a big Alice in Wonderland fan. I have these books done by a very great author, Frank Better, called the Looking Glass Wars books. And I'm thinking, hey, those are good. They're like, they're kind of like in the middle of like 16 and up stories. And I'm thinking of maybe reading some of those to you guys if you're interested. Or something like that, you know, just stuff like that to keep people not being bored during this quarantine, you know. Other things are, as geeks, you know, and nerds, if you're a crafter, you know, if you got a craft and you're good at what you do, videotape yourself. Do a live video or just a video that goes on YouTube and videotape yourself doing the craft, you know, if you're good at what you do, you know, if you feel like it's worthy enough for someone to watch, film it, post it. You know, it gives us people that have nothing to do something to watch.
Disney bounding. Host picks have been Disney bounding. That's awesome.
Yes, Disney bounding, where you dress up as your favorite Disney character, like a modern version of your character, without going into like detail cosplay type, but you know, which is pretty cool. Do something like that. That'll work. That works great. You know, with your kids, you know, do keep it fresh, you know, with learning stuff, you know, go to YouTube's got tons of stuff that'll teach you how to do certain things with your kids. Teach them how to cook, teach them how to sew, teach them how to do just whatever, basically, you know. And always, you know, me personally, I've got Pokemon Go on my phone. Great time, you know, to go out, social distance, you know, do those social distance walks and take your kids. And if you have a cell phone signal wherever you're walking, play Pokemon Go. The one that the company Pokemon Go does, they do another one that's a Harry Potter version. Go out and play that one with your kids while you're going for a walk. You know, those types of things really keep you from being bored during this quarantine. You know, basically, like I said, I mean, we did this before the quarantine. Binge watch, you know, I'm going to go back to the binge watching, you know, streaming. I've known a lot of people, you know, I can't believe I binge watched 5 hours of a show. It went so quick, you know. Stuff like that. You know, that stuff is so easy to do and you don't realize you did it. After you realize, you're like, what, the season's over? I didn't realize, you know. Stuff like that, you know, like, well, I used to be part of a group called the SCA, which is the Society of Creative Anachronism. They have virtual classroom on Facebook where they are, you know, where they are doing all sorts of really cool things, you know, that you can go watch them do and learn things. There's a lot of museums that are doing virtual museum tours, you know. I've seen a couple virtual escape rooms. There's virtual Harry Potter escape room, a virtual Alice in Wonderland escape room floating around online. There's Hearst Castle's doing a virtual tour. The Winchester Manor, if you've ever wanted to go to those things, those are pretty cool. I mean, it's not the same thing as going to them, but...
Not too long ago, we had a stay home con.
Yes, yes, this weekend. Today was the last day for that. But they did a, this group got together, short notice, and did a stay-at-home convention, which was amazing. It had panels, it had a virtual lobby, it had a everything. It was great, where people dressed up in cosplay, and you got to see their cosplay while they sat at home. We got to listen to them talk about it. They did virtual panels and talked about how to take apart a Nerf gun and paint it up to make it look like, you know, a laser beam gun, a laser gun, or something that some superhero would have held, or something steampunk, you know, or whatever. You know, today's panels were how to do foam cosplay costumes, how to make armor out of foam, how to do cosplay makeup. There was a cosplay pattern panel. You know, an author today came on and did, talked about her young adult books that she writes. And yesterday they had somebody talking about mental health in the Steven Universe. You know, if you've ever seen the cartoon on Cartoon Network, Steven Universe, it talks about the mental health in that cartoon. You know, people did all sorts of things and it was amazing. It's not as fun though, because you're at home watching it. Because my personal thing about going to conventions is to actually talk to these people. But besides the panels and the cosplayers, they also supported the artists and the people that sell stuff at the conventions, the vendors. Those people had probably sat up a lot of stuff to get ready to sell, like at WonderCon, Emerald City Con, and all these cons that have been canceled so far. You know, and they were probably like, this is my livelihood. I go to these conventions every year to make my money. And they couldn't do that. So some of these people got together with Stay at Home Convent Con. And they started selling their stuff. There was QR code links that you could download. So you can go to their stuff and buy their stuff. So they didn't, you know, lose some money, you know, lose everything basically. And that was a great thing they did today and yesterday. It was amazing. I plugged that thing like crazy. When I found out about it, I sent it to anybody and everybody I knew that would love to have gone to a convention but never has or hasn't been in a long time. And it was great. It was amazing, you know. I hope a lot of people that I sent the link to went and watched it, because they could go off and on and watch it all through the day and didn't have to sit there and watch it straight through. So it was amazing. I really, you know, am proud of these people for doing what they did for us that go to these conventions that couldn't go to them this year. Because, you know, we'd be going to WonderCon April 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, our Easter weekend was going to be WonderCon, and we can't go to it this year because of what's going on with COVID-19, so it's kind of depressing, but then again, you know, it is what it is, and we're going to do what we can, you know, and hopefully by next year we'll be able to go again. You know, that'd be great. Is there anything you can think of?
Yeah. Give online instructions on how to craft, like embroidery, cross stitch, Fimo clay, watercolor painting. Just anything you can to, first off, keep yourself occupied with it. Or, you know, because I would love to know how to crochet Baby Yoda. And it's Baby Yoda, not Yoda. Because Yoda's a different person. And this is a different person. And this is a different baby. So it's Baby Yoda.
Yeah, that means, you know, yeah, you know, instructional videos. You know, if you have a, like I said, if you have a talent, please, you know, videotape your talent, you know, with instructions on how to do what you're doing, you know, because keeps people busy. It really does. Geeky things, you know, I know a lot of people that are starting home gardens, you know, keeps them busy. Like Chris, he's going to be working on his brands more, the CK Project, Lucky Bomb Films, and the Geek Cultural Experience. You know, he's going to keep everything fresh. He blogs. That really helps him out a lot. There's a lot you can do. You know, it's just, there is so much that you can do to keep yourself busy. You know, like you know, I don't know. I mean, personally, I calligraphy. Now that I got my voice back, I think I might do an instructional video on my calligraphy. You know, just stuff like that, that to keep people from, oh, hey, you're back. Sorry, he went off to do something real quick and now he came back. Henceforth, why you kept hearing me speak.
We miss you.
Well, you didn't have to call me out. I could have just slid back in. So, what are you talking about?
Oh, just keeping busy, like, people with instruction. You know, if they have a talent, share it, you know, so people can watch it, keep busy, you know, stuff like that.
With that, that's a good thing. Share it. So, we live in a world where you can keep in touch easily. Share your passion. Get on YouTube. Geek out about your collection of action figures, of dolls, of comic books, just
of ponies. Of
right. And just enjoy it. Embrace who you are. And there's so much to do. Again, there's movies. There's music. Spend time with your families. Now is the opportunity to spend time with your families. Because I'll tell you what. I see the jokes going on. It looks like some people just don't really like being around their families. That's why they like school. Gets the break. That's why they like work. They get the break. You know, this is the one thing that I know in my lifetime that should unite the world. Enjoy what you have, because life is too short. Besides, I'm just geeking out over Animal Crossings and hanging out with my kids, and we're going to start movie studies again. Gonna watch the top 100 movies.
I'm going to go for all the horror movies.
Yeah.
And rewatch the Marvel.
Oh my god, yes. Yes. Like, I know someone
We haven't done the Marvel marathon in a while. Maybe we should go ahead and watch it now since we've seen them all. Maybe we should watch it all in order. Actually, I still want to get finished with the two seasons of Titans and Swamp Thing.
Yes.
Yeah, but there is one thing that Sarah and I will have to do at my place. Sex in the City. Because, yeah.
I like Charlotte. That's all I know.
Yeah. But, you know, no, I do know someone that said that they were going to be watching the Marvel movies in chronological order, which is, that's going to take some time, so.
Oh, and nerd reference, if you've never seen Marvel movies, which it's possible, because I've met people, actually watch them in order of release date, just because the end credit scenes tend to make a little bit more sense.
Yeah.
You know, so. That's how I do it with Star Wars. If you've never seen Star Wars, watch original trilogy, prequel trilogy, and new trilogy. Just because if you've never seen Star Wars, and if you watch it in chronological order, it kind of ruins the great plot and twists that come in the original trilogy.
Yeah.
Even if most people know.
I've wanted to go and revisit the whole thing, like, with all the superhero movies, with, like, even the Spider-Man movies.
I kind of wanted to do a full comic book movie thing anyway, and not just Marvel, but go and get in the old...
Tank Girl!
We don't have it.
We don't have Tank Girl.
Yeah, I kind of think Tank Girl's... That was okay.
It was so bad, it circled back to good again.
Yeah, it's one of
those. They had Lori Petty, so maybe. It had been a while since I watched it, but,
yeah.
You know, all the original Batmans, the Sam Raimi Spider-Mans, the Garfield Spider-Mans, you know, just watch them all because, well, start somewhere. I think the kids have seen all the X-Men movies.
Yeah.
Another thing you could do, all those movies that you have been meaning to watch, but you never got the time. Say you wanted to see Casablanca, Gone with the Wind, To Kill a Mockingbird.
I think she's kind of hinting.
All the Trauma Vision.
No, actually, I had a
go friend. Watch them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kabuki. And might I recommend Alfred Hitchcock, The Birds. The very first horror movie it's not a horror movie now, but it was back then, to scare the ever-loving crap out of me. Mm. And if you live on a beach, and you know, and you've seen the flock of seagulls that can come at you when you're holding french fries, you'll know what I mean.
Yeah, you know, like I said, there's a lot of stuff. If you were like, oh, huh, I think I'm going to pick up comic books, and you have bought some, but you haven't read them, this is the perfect time to read your comic books that you thought you decided to pick up one day and become a comic book reader and never read them. These are the perfect time to start doing that. You know, you bought a book series, and you're like, huh, I haven't read it yet. Perfect time to read it.
I'm going to say something because, again, talk about doing things. I'm going to go against what everybody's doing, and I recommend if you're going to watch movies, stay away from Outbreak movies. Just, I know they're really popular right now, I've seen them on the list, but seriously, stay away from them.
Contingent because is not one you should be watching right now. That would freak you out.
Because it's strange fellowships when, reality and art mirror each other, and it does happen quite a bit.
When you go on Tubi,
take a look at The Simpsons.
Yeah, when you go on Tubi TV, and the very first number one movie that's been streaming on Tubi TV is Pandemic, you're like, my God, people.
Stay away from all apocalyptic end of the world. And though I truly adore this movie, stuff like 28 Days Later, Vampire Land, just don't do them. You're going to freak yourself out.
And like I said, I'm going to reiterate the movie Contingent. That movie, I'm going to tell you now, is like, wow, that's what's happening today. But if you don't want to be freaked out and paranoid, Contingent is not something you should be watching right now. I'm going to tell you that now. Nope. But, you know, yeah, those types of movies, disaster movies right now should just be off the list. Because, you know, during the earthquake, You want to know how many Earthquake movies were number one on the list of streaming services? Boy, there was a lot. Even when that Area 51 crap was going on, you know how many Area 51 movies were popular when that stuff was going on? My God, I don't know what it...
War of the Worlds.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Watch... All the hysteria doubled back after Roswell.
Yeah, watch other movies. There's hundreds and thousands of other movies besides those to be watching right now.
If you must watch them, go do dishes while it's on.
Yeah.
But, that's what I'm going to do with Resident Evil.
Mm-hmm, yeah, but yeah, you know, stuff like that. Just try to stay away from that stuff so it doesn't, like, freak you out more than you already are because of what's going on, you know? Watch other things, you know? So, yeah.
Anything.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, there's a lot to do to keep you busy during this quarantine. Lot of geeky things. Like I said, if you live with more than just yourself, and you live with a group of people, board games, play a board game with them, you know.
Which I would recommend Pandemic, because you're trying to find the cure.
Yes, Pandemic, that's a good one to play.
It's a good co-op, and strangely enough, yeah, that's one I'd actually recommend for... Especially if you have a family of sore losers.
However, it's it is not easy.
No, it's not. You know, play, you know, figure, you know, do stuff like that. A simple card game with your 6-year-old kid, you know, those are perfect, you know, teach them. You know, you got Go Fish, Old Maid, Hearts.
Skip-O, Uno,
you know, teach them whatever, you know, if you are one of those classic gamers, teach them those.
Hell, teach them poker.
Yeah, huh?
It'll teach them the risk-reward ratio and get them ready for the stock market.
Yeah.
Dum-dum.
But we're a family of people that play obscure games, more European-style games. Like, I don't know if anyone that's going to be listening... out there that played Catan.
What was the Sherlock one that I like so much that I keep saying, let's play?
Something Sherlock Holmes, I can't remember. We have a Sherlock Holmes games that's pretty cool. But you know, like Carcassonne, we've played all sorts of
trains.
I've got Ticket to Ride is a train game, which is pretty cool. There's also one, I don't know if it's one that you should be playing right this minute. Chris would disagree with me, it's an anytime game, but Zombicide is a game, you know, that you could play if you've heard of it and you can get your hands on it.
Yes, Zombicide, and because, people don't like playing competitive games with me.
It's not that, it's just the fact that it has to do with zombies and what's going on right now, you know.
End of the world
stuff, you know. But, you know, we play certain games, you know. We've got some games that are pretty cool, you know. We got one that's called Boss Monster, which is a card version of a dungeon crawler game, which I really like it.
Also Channel 8.
Channel A is a game, if you like anime, where you are a spokesperson for, and you're pitching your new anime to a TV station called Channel A, and they have to pick the one that they like the best out of the group that, you know, pitches their anime. That's a very fun game. You know, so yeah, you know, if you're a board gamer, you won't be bored for a while. If you're a movie watcher, you won't be bored for a while. If you have a TV series that had like 20 seasons and you haven't watched all those seasons, start watching your favorite TV series. I mean, you know, like, hey, I got a lot of people that I know that are fans of Friends. I know they took it off of Netflix, but if you still got Dish and DirecTV and cable, it's still on TV. You know, I have the whole series, so if I ever get bored enough and I want to rewatch it, I've got the time. I can sit and rewatch Friends if I wanted to. I've got all of Sex and the City. I'm a big Sex and the City fan. You know, I even got the movies, so I'm good. I've got that stuff to watch. I don't mind rewatching stuff like that, you know. I love anime, so I got anime, you know. So I've got things to do, you know, watch and whatnot. But, you know, it's just whatever you can find to do with your children. Because geeking out, like we've said this in other podcasts, is anything, you know, you're into, you know. If you like science, you know, teach your kids some really cool science experiments. That's amazing, you know, that'll keep you busy. If you like art, geek out about art, go stream a museum, you know. If you're into puzzle games, go stream an escape room, you know, stuff like that. Those things are going on right now, virtually. All that stuff is going on because we can't leave our home. And it's something to do, you know, so you're not bored sitting and staring at the wall or sleeping 24/7. Because in our CK project, I did say mental health, you know, and one of the things to keep saying is get some sleep, but please don't oversleep. It's not a good thing either. So, you know, as geeks, do things so you don't oversleep, because that's not healthy either. But, you know, there's a lot to do that you can do and a lot to do to keep other people from going stir crazy as well. I'm starting to feel a little hoarse, so I'm going to send it on back to the director and see if he has anything else he wants to add. So, director?
Okay, so again, you know, I shameless plug and always, when I cross brands, I cross brands. Take care of yourself. Take care of those around you. Be cautious. This is not something that's just gonna go away. It's gonna be a minute. You know, so do whatever you can to keep yourself busy. If you got chores you needed to get done, get them chores done. Go outside, get some vitamin D, get some fresh air. Stay the hell away from people, because that's kind of what this is all about. And just do your best to keep yourself from thinking too much about this, because it can take you to places that you don't want to go. If you can find games to do with your family, this is the time that if you're single, hey, you can learn a new skill or whatever. And hey, you know, if you're a family person, whether you like your family or not, this is a time that you can bond and get closer and build your relationship with your significant other or your kids, and your kids. Just life is too short, and there's been a lot of ugly going on in this world lately, and so we just need to try to do the best we can to be the best people that we can. And as geeks, you know, we've seen a lot of us have seen that ugly side, and do any of us want it? No. So with that being said, I'm going to take it everybody's said what they've got to say.
Well, hey, I got one thing else to say. This is like that movie Big Chill, where instead of going to a funeral, we're all together just sitting around, BSing, and, you know, listening to music and whatever, you know, just chilling out at home because you're not going anywhere.
Oh, there is one more thing. For those of you who do the hobbies and the little figurines and such, this would be a perfect time to make some stuff for an Etsy account. So you can bring in a little extra money, especially if you're stuck at home and can't do your job.
True. That is true. If you have enough resources to do it, you know, that is something you could do.
I'm looking for a plus size Cruella de Vil bounding dress. Just putting it out there.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, stuff like that. You know, but anyway, yes, I think we're about to wrap it up. So, any final thoughts?
Well, like Jerry Springer would say, sometimes you get stuck in having to do things. This is the time that we all need to be good humans and be good to each other.
Be kind to each other.
Yeah, be kind to each other.
Be kind to yourself and each other.
Exactly.
Because right. this is gonna test a lot of people. And I know, so I'm going to work on content. We're going to work on content, and we hope you guys follow this journey. I might throw up some little videos, kind of over exaggerating the way this is going, just out of fun. But that's all I got to say. This is just, none of us have actually had to deal with something like this before, and it's a bit scary and it's a bit real. And
none of us were alive during the Black Plague, so this is just new to us.
Right. All right, with that being said, this is the director.
I'm Sarah the Ted.
Evil Overlord.
See, she doesn't even like saying it. It makes her feel weird.
I don't get the whole nickname thing.
But anyway, well, we'll talk to you later.
Bye. Later.